Charlie Daniels for Gino, please.
My goodness. Is this you, sir?
I'm afraid so. How you doing, buddy?
My day's great now.
Well, great. Fantastic.
I understand you're on your way to my place that's on my bucket list. I still haven't been to the Grand Ole Opry.
You've never been?
No.
Well, if you can get up here on a night that we're playing, and they're all the nights that we're playing are on our website and our schedule, if you can get up here one of the nights that we're playing, I will make you can be my guest. I'll take you backstage, and we'll make you a good night out of it.
I think you'd have the connections to make that happen, too.
I think we probably pull that off.
Well, I can imagine seeing you there is great, but seeing you anywhere, the first time I actually finally got a chance to see you live was at the Angelus House Benefit here in Tampa, and it wasn't at all a concert-like venue. It was a big ballroom with bright neon office lighting, but you still tore the place down. It doesn't matter.
That's all I know how to do, man. I can't do anything else, you know?
You know the good music, and you don't need the fireworks. You don't necessarily need all the crazy lights, you know?
Well, we went that route for a while, too. We had about 50 people on the road and all kind of lights and back screen projection and all that stuff. But it's all about the music, you know? That's what it's all about with us. It's the music. That's what people come to hear.
About the Opry, though, do you remember the first time you ever played the Opry?
Yes, I do remember the first time. Let's say the first times. I don't remember the one specific very first time, because the first times I played it, I was playing Earl Scruggs Band.
Uh-huh.
And the first time I ever played it that we were on our with the Charlie Daniels Band was sometime in the 70s. I don't remember, probably early 70s, around 73, 74, somewhere along in there. And we've been out. Was just as surprised as anybody when they told me they wanted to be a member. And it was a big, big surprise. And they pulled it. They did a great job of keeping it a secret. And I didn't know a thing in the world about it. And Martina McBride walked me down on the stage one night. We were playing a show and said, "You're going to be invited to be a member of the Grand Ole Opry." And, man, I mean, I was in my 70s, you know, and it was like you didn't know if it was ever going to happen or not.
But right.
It was an incredible honor and something I still – I'm very humble about.
Well, I mean, I got to be honest with you. It surprised me they waited until 2016 for the Country Music Hall of Fame. It's about time they recognize you, my friend.
Well, you know, that's the one you don't even dream about. You don't have any idea if it's ever going to happen or not. It's a secret process. They keep the voters.
Yeah.
They rotate the voters every 3 years, and of course they keep it kind of very much under the wraps as to who is being nominated, who's even being considered. And you don't know anything about it, and you know you don't have any way to lobby for it. You don't have any way to promote for it. You can't do anything but just hope one of these days that enough people are going to consider you, you know, to be a member, and they get together and vote on it, and they make you a member. And it's just blessings of God, the Grand Ole Opry, and the Hall of Fame, and all the other great things that happened to me.
Well, you know what it is? A lot of these times they'll wait till you slow down, and Charlie, you don't.
Well, I can slow down. Somebody might catch me if I slow down.
You're making us 40-year-olds look silly.
Well, see, I only work about 3 hours a day, though. You guys have to work longer than that, see?
So. True, you got a point there. But, my God, I'm 43. You can't get me off the couch on a Sunday. And you did 100 shows, I read, last year.
And I'm not slinging a sledgehammer, you know. So, I don't pick up anything heavier than a guitar. It's doable for me. I am very comfortable doing around 100 dates or a few over 10 Grand Ole Opry appearances and, you know, getting some recording done and stuff. And I'm very comfortable doing that. So people say, well, that's a lot of dates. Well, 100 dates to us is not. It's on the low end of the scale because we used to do over 200,
sure.
You know. We were constantly out. So this is something I can still handle at this advanced age.
Besides that, you're doing still so much charity work. I mentioned the Angelus House. I know you've done a lot with veterans charities, specifically the Angelus House, because that's local to us. How did you get involved with that, Charlie? What was the how was that connection made?
I was asked by a friend of mine. I had no idea it was anywhere. I didn't know it was there. And a friend of mine that wanted to do something for them, and he said, let's do a golf tournament. And we kind of morphed into a concert. And you know, we've been at it now for 20, I think it's 22 years, something like that. But it started just kind of offhand as an idea that a friend of mine had, and he got me involved, and we've been involved ever since.
And my favorite thing that you do, especially at the concert, I got a chance to host it with the Dallas Bowl this year, and just seeing some of the residents right there in the front row, so the artists feel that impact as they sing every note.
They are the most appreciative, and I can't believe the stamina that these kids have got. I mean, they sit there, you know, I don't even come over for the first part of the show. I wait till, you know, hour or so before we start, before I even come over. They come in at the very first note to stay till the last dog dies, and they're jumping and dancing and
they are
carrying on.
Yeah.
And it's just, probably, I bet if truth be known, they would probably say that that was their favorite night of the year. Because there are other nights that Joe and Dave and Pauline get take them out to some places. If we're playing certain places, they'll bring a few of them, you know, but they can't bring them all.
Sure.
And that night, they just bring, you know, everybody just comes and they get the very front of the. There's no back seats and no vision impairment. They're sitting right in front, and the show is for them, and it's obvious for them, and they just have the greatest time. And that's one of the great things about the whole deal. But that's what we do it for. That's why we do it. It's all about, you know, it's all about making life better for them, and it's a labor of love.
We're chatting with Charlie Daniels, playing the England Brothers Park in Pinellas Park Saturday night, 8 o'clock. Your autobiography is coming out. Just the title alone, Charlie, dude, it really speaks to your outlook on life and who you are as a person.
Well, thank you.
And my God, if that title doesn't have applications to so many different parts of our life, from your work life to your personal life, tell us a little bit about that title.
Well, it'll be out 24th of October. The title is Never Look at the Empty Seats. And what it is a nod to, you know, to accentuate the positive, to look at the positive things, to capitalize on the positive things. And the analogy is with me is when you first start playing, especially when you, if you're, you know, trying to make it in the record business and all, when you first start playing, you're going to be playing in some small houses. You're going to be playing some half houses, some quarter houses. I mean, you're going to play to some very small crowds sometimes. Mm-hmm. If you go in and look at the empty seats and think, wow, there's not that many people here tonight, and you start sloughing off, you're never going to build a following.
And not only that, you know, when you're not talking to the people who are in the seats and you're not entertaining them, you know?
Right. You go in and you give them everything you got every night, no matter who's there, how many people or whatever. So that's basically what it's all about is, you know, accentuate the positive. I've tried to do a little in the book. There's a lot of I made a lot of mistakes in my life. Some of the ones I have hopefully issued a little warning about some of the folks that would be some of the philosophical things, basically, and some practical things that some of the people that want to start out to be in the music business. I've tried to be pretty liberal giving advice, you know, from my point of view. So it's about my life and about how I feel about this business, how much I love it, and how blessed I am.
And I think it applies also to your personal life in the sense, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine about, and when I saw the title, you know, you're sitting at the family table maybe around Thanksgiving, and there's always that one problem-causing relative. And if you waste all of your time and energy on that, you're not going to get the big picture, spending all the quality time that you have with everybody else who does have that positive outlook on life, you know?
If I had somebody at my house that was negative on Thanksgiving, I'd put them in another room. I'm buying the food, Jackie, but behave yourself.
Absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to Pinellas Park and also to your show with Alabama. Looking forward to that. How many dates are you doing this year, Charlie?
With Alabama, I really don't know. We did, I think, three or four last year, and they're not doing a lot of dates per se. I mean, they're not doing 60 or 70 dates like they used to. But we're doing probably four or five, I imagine, something like that.
Okay, so we got lucky then in Tampa.
Yeah, I think so. And it's a good show. We used to tour together.
Yeah.
You know, back before they took the hiatus. We toured together quite a bit, and it's always it's a very compatible, you know, well-matched show, and we always have a good time with Alabama.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to that show. And, of course, Pinellas Park, England Brothers Park, Saturday night at 8. Charlie Daniels, an honor to talk to you, my friend.
Thank you very much. God bless.